Hey, this is Behind the Grill with Jeff and Adam.
A podcast about living the life of a professional cook.
Because I don't care how many stars you have on your coat, you're still just a dirty cook.
In this episode, we're talking about why would you put that in your mouth.
Also, in this episode, there's no explicit language, but it may not be suitable for all audiences.
Why would you put that in your mouth?
Right.
Now, we're talking about food here, okay? Yeah. And when I was a kid, basically, I think if you asked my dad, he would have said I was like a friggin' raccoon. Because I would eat anything.
Oh.
I once ate an entire box of Milk Bones. You remember the little dog biscuits?
You know you're saying this out loud, right?
Yeah, I know I'm saying this out loud. Okay. But now this gets even worse. The stuff that we're talking about.
Wow. How does that get worse? What do you mean?
Okay.
The Milk Bone story?
Oh, it gets worse than the Milk Bone. Not me personally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
But a 1,000-year-old egg. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, a 1,000-year-old egg, it literally, my understanding is that it smells and tastes like it has been in the ground for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Now, why would you eat that? Why would you eat that?
I don't know.
Okay.
You understand it's black, too. The entire egg is like this borderline translucent black.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's because they cure it in this mixture of ash and lime and I think rice hulls and a couple other things. And they actually, well, here's a really cool thing. There's actually an old story or rumor that they were cured in horse piss originally. They weren't.
That sounds right.
But that's what they smell like.
Yeah.
There's such an ammonia smell. They're disgusting. But people eat them.
Well,
okay. What's the most disgusting thing that you've eaten? I'm not going to ask you what's the most disgusting thing you put in your mouth, but what's the most disgusting thing you've eaten?
A Rosac. It was a Chad Rosac.
But was it fried?
So the owner of the restaurant I worked for, the sous chef there, and he was really excited. I came in one day and he's like, ooh, they came. So he opens up this box.
Okay.
And there's these big, giant membranes.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what they look like. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
And then I said, so, Chef, what on earth is that? He said, oh, it's a Rosac. So it's special. Oh, my God. We saw all these so fat. They're so delicious.
And a Rosac is?
It's the egg sac of a fish.
Oh, okay. Okay, yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
These were particularly Chad.
I'm pretending I don't know, but anyway.
The fish Chad.
Yeah.
It was a Rosac. It was huge. I mean, I don't know.
I used to know a guy named Chad.
Well, I hope it's not his Rosac. Because that would be weird.
Well, yeah, it would be.
But anyway.
I don't know if he was a good swimmer either.
That's the least of the worries. Like whether he can swim or not.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
So we have these. So how are we cooking? No. I'm going to make one right now, and you're going to taste it. So I don't know if I want to taste that. He goes, well, you're going to. So he just gets a saute pan with some butter in it and, like, lightly sautés this thing. And then calls it a day. Like, puts it on the table and cuts it open.
How was it?
It was disgusting. I mean, it was literally.
You did eat it, though. You did put it in your mouth.
I put it in my mouth.
Did you?
Was I happy about it? No.
Right. And I won't go into what I was going to originally ask. But anyway.
All right, then.
Right. So, okay.
Just go ahead and say it. Did I put the sack in my mouth?
No, fine. I wasn't.
If it makes you happy.
Actually, I wasn't going to say
it. Ask the question.
Okay. If I have to say it, I'm going to say it. Did you swallow? Okay.
Yes, I swallowed.
Okay, I had to ask that. Anyway,
if I put the sack in my mouth.
Oh, gosh, please. Okay.
You happy?
Stop right
happy.
There.
But you started it.
I don't need that image. Anyway, so, okay. For me, I actually had down in Brazil. Yeah, I know. Down in Brazil, I had fried Rosac. Very big thing. But you know what else I had down there and was actually pretty good was I had chicken hearts, grilled chicken hearts.
Really?
In Brazil, and they take them and they have this sauce. It's not a sauce. It's actually called farofa, and it's yucca flour, garlic, and green onion, and just salt and pepper. And
that sounds good. Actually,
it's really good. Just you kind of dip the chicken heart in there and you eat it.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's not a. Why would you put that in your mouth? 1,000-year-old egg. Why would you put that in your mouth?
Well, no. How about what was the other one you were telling me about? The
Balut.
Balut. Yes.
Balut.
Yes.
Now it's a Filipino thing.
Right. Why would you put that in your mouth?
Why would you put that in your mouth? It's a fertilized egg. It's a fertilized duck egg. So it's an embryo. I assume another duck. I don't
know. I'm just asking. I don't know. Are you fertilizing them yourself? Or?
No, I don't think that's part of the process.
Okay.
So it's an embryo. It's a duck embryo.
Right. The feathers and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I would, yeah, you know.
Oh, they're little tiny feathers?
I would assume they're little tiny feathers.
Okay.
Still in the egg. Yeah, a little beak and all that, you know, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just eat it.
Yeah.
So I work with a Filipino girl, and she said, yeah, I put a little vinegar on it. It's delicious.
Okay. That's
like vinegar fixes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know.
Is it crunchy, do you think? Does it got like little tiny
bones? There's gotta be. Yeah, there's gotta be. I mean, it's like a soft-shell crab, I would assume.
Wow.
You know? Like, you can actually eat it. Yeah, there's some texture things.
Yeah, okay.
But why would you, like, why?
Why would you put that in your mouth?
Why did someone go, you know what? This is going to be a duck, but instead of letting this one be a duck. Let's just eat it.
Yo, that's a really good... Actually, that is an amazing thing right there, is, like, how do people get to the point, like, you know, how did this guy figure out he wanted to eat this thousand-year-old egg? Now, you can say, okay, because then you had to cure and stuff, but now the balut, you can say, wait a minute here, okay? That happened by accident. The egg was a little bit overdue there, and I ate it and found out, wow, I really like eating duck embryos.
Well, what a revelation.
Yeah, but somebody...
How do you tell the second guy?
Exactly. That's my thought, too. That's a really good point.
How do you tell the second guy? Yeah. The first guy that did it went, man, you guys, this tasted good. And they're like, what do you mean? You ate it?
Or he was really hungry.
Well, yeah.
But you're right. How did he get the second guy?
Right.
Yeah.
First guy's not... I guess first guy...
I'm guessing...
I would imagine most of it is out of pure hunger.
I think you're right, but I'm guessing this. I'm guessing at this point, alcohol was already invented.
Yeah, you gotta be.
You gotta be. Okay. And we actually have our first guest, Fitsum. Fitsum, say hello.
Hello, what are you doing?
Okay, so, why would you put that in your mouth? So, there are things different cultures eat that we don't eat. I went to an Asian store the other day. I went to an Asian store the other day, and you know what they had? They had lamb penis.
What?
Sure they did.
Lamb penis. A lamb's penis.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Yeah, well, we grill balls of a lamb or a goat, but not the penis part.
So you distinguish
that. Oh, right.
It has more meat on the ball, and it's just looked very tender to eat, and you have to cook it for about 20 minutes in a very good grill to get the medium kind of flavor.
Oh, because that's what's key.
Not the whole penis, just the ball, because it has more meat into it.
Okay, so what's the flavor like in the lamb?
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear that.
If you don't add any salt and pepper, it literally tastes like nothing. It's so gummy, you can't chew it, and you can't even swallow it, because it's so gummy.
That's what I'm talking about. Why would you put that in your mouth? Why would you do that?
Oh, wait, yeah, why would you eat that?
It's just a part of a culture, you know. Only a man who did the dissecting the whole goat or lamb is the only person who can able to eat that ball.
Oh, so
it's just a matter of like
a that's not a punishment.
Thing.
It's, that's
it's,
like
it's
a
not
thing.
A punishment. It's a proud. It's a pride to even eat that ball.
It's a reward.
It's some kind of reward because you get to have the ball to dissect the whole goat or lamb. That's your reward of getting the ball, but not the whole penis.
But that's a reward.
That's a reward. But you have an issue with the penis.
I do.
It's perfectly acceptable to put the testicles in your mouth.
Yes, because the ball is penis, where everything weird. Is, I guess, is produced. Then the penis. The penis is the delivery, not the produce.
Okay.
I guess that makes it that makes it more like. The origin than the delivery.
All right then.
Okay, so let me ask you this: now that we've covered balls and penises,
right?
And,
we just kind of end up with this, you know.
Well, no, but this is the subject I work on. Now, let me ask you this: what do Americans eat that you've looked at, being from Ethiopia, and said, "Wow, why would you put that in your mouth?"
I cannot say totally Americans, but I have seen dried pig skin.
Oh, well, cracklines.
Pork lines, which I never understood.
Pork lines are the ears, yeah?
Yeah, and I never understood.
Pork lines
are skin. The protein or anything out of it.
Will you say that again?
I never understood what's the benefit or protein or anything out of that. Eating like a skin, dried skin pig.
All right. Yeah, I can give you that.
Yeah.
I can give you that.
Okay.
It's not balls.
Okay.
No. I mean, I'm just saying.
Adam seems to be hung up on balls at the moment.
But I'm not hung up on them. I just
don't want to put them in your mouth.
Well, I don't.
That I'm saying it, I know it's kind of sound weird, saying that it's a very good privilege to have a ball.
I feel that's a part. Yeah, maybe I'm hung
on a call and eat it after 20 minutes. It will taste like nothing unless you put some salt.
Do you marinate?
Not really. When you grill it, after you grill it, you just put some salt and pepper.
You grill them right away?
Yes.
So you chop them off the animal, and you throw the nuts on
the
grill.
Skin off, you take
super
the skin
fast.
Off.
Skin off. Well, I bet that's fun.
Because there's skin on the ball, and you gotta take the skin off.
Is that a reward as well?
it's like you have to be really good on taking the skin off, because it's very hard to take the skin off. If you know how to take the skin off, it's like a reward.
Look,
wait a minute.
Well,
that's a
in
valid
order
question.
For you to dissect a goat and sell the skin of the goat or the skin of the lamb, that you don't have to have any kind of hole into it, because it has to be all
one piece.
Oh, so the
hole than it's supposed to be. You gotta make sure that you have a clean knife and you're really good what you're doing.
What?
If you're not really good what you're doing,
you're not getting the
bolts. You're not gonna get the bolts.
No one's gonna give you the testicles.
No one's gonna give
you. So if you mess it up halfway, it's like the second guy be like, hey, you screwed up, the balls are mine.
Yeah, even though I messed it before.
Or do you all get to fight over the balls at that point?
No, you get to feed them to the cat after that.
Oh, so the cat wins.
Yeah.
Right. If you're like, ah, you blew it, give the knife to the cat. So, you know, talking about all this stuff about putting stuff in your mouth and things that are unpleasant, you may or may not think are unpleasant. You know, a big thing about what we do, and I always teach as many guys, every new cook I teach,
just not many,
the
probably.
Most important thing, taste.
Taste everything.
Always. Taste everything and taste it all the time. So when you have a career, as long as our old asses have had.
Oh, God.
We have tasted a lot of things. You didn't want to taste so much.
No, 100%.
But you need to know. You got to know what it tastes like, you know? And
you know, just before you were talking about how the Chad Roe, other than that, what do you think that you've had to taste that you've been like, oh, God? Besides some, also, you know, did you ever pull something out of the walk-in and had to taste that and go, oh, God, that was
right. Oh, rancid? Yeah. Hundreds of times. Like, okay, this doesn't have a date on it. I know what it is. I'm going to check it. So to check it, you put it in your mouth. I mean, there's really no other way.
Once again, it's your turn of phrase.
What?
We'll
see what it's like, so I'll put it in my mouth?
Yeah.
I really feel maybe you've got some hidden issues.
I
just want to throw that out there.
You can throw that out there. It's just your turn of phrase, actually, I think. Some people off.
Is that my phrase?
Yes.
I want a t-shirt that's just me with a bubble that says, just put it in your mouth.
There you go. Actually, I think we can work that out for you. Okay, so...
all right.
There we go.
Okie doke. It unsettles you, but we... Anyway. If you got to taste it's bad, you got to see if it's bad. Taste it.
Oh,
taste it. That's how you know it's bad. And yes, sometimes it's going to be 100% bad, and you just put it in your mouth.
Yeah, well...
That's part of our gig.
I usually like to smell it first. Before I go
sometimes you're like, I don't know, it smells all right, but this is
this is
12 days old. It shouldn't be all right.
Well, you still have to taste it. You're 100% right.
Yeah.
So, you know, going with that, what's like the worst thing that you ever like just jumped into and was like, oh my God.
Why'd that happen?
Yeah, no, I was, oh my God, that was so horrible, and I wasn't expecting that.
Well, I don't know. Like, the chat roll thing was bad. Like, that was, but that was, I had no parameters for how that was going to go.
No.
See, but, like, something I checked and wondering if it was bad? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Yeah, what have you put in your mouth that was just like, oh my God, that was horrible?
I'm cruel. Like, I don't know. Like,
there's got to be something. Come on.
Are you trying to get something out of me?
No. I know.
Yeah. Well, it's a little off the subject, but not quite. So I work with this guy, and he was a really good guy, and he was a little out of his...
Let's say element?
League or pay scale. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, there's 100 different ways to say it. He wanted to be a good cook, but it just wasn't going to happen. But
okay.
He's a great guy, and he worked his butt off, and he was really trying. And this is at a restaurant I worked at out in Colorado. It was a great restaurant. One of the best crews I've ever worked with, period. So he comes to me, and he says, so you got to make a soup this week, right? And I said, yeah, absolutely. He goes, well, listen, I've been working on this soup for like 6 or 7 days now. And I've got it ready
for us
to make a soup. Yeah,
wait
hold on.
Wait a minute. 6 or 7 days. Who makes a soup for 6 or 7 days?
Right. So alarm bells. Yeah, red flags, like everything. So I turned to him and I said, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, just, you know, will you help me make it? Or can I just make it? And I said, yeah, dude. I mean, I need a soup and I got a ton of stuff to do. So, you know, that'd be great. But what are you going to make? I need to know what you're going to make. And he says, well, I'm going to make an oyster stew.
Okay.
I said, okay. All right, great. what have you been working on for 6 or 7 days? He's all right, well, you know the bins we put the oysters in? I've been saving that juice for a week. Right. So, right.
Wait a minute. Did you taste it?
Well, of course I didn't taste it. He did. So he comes out with his tub. He has been saving, which, hey, everybody out there, what drips down from oysters?
It's not good.
And that's the oyster excrement. That's the exact word I was about to use. That's what that is.
Wow.
Right. So he comes out with
it. I'm disappointed you didn't taste it, though.
He comes out with like 3 gallons of this stuff.
Did you watch him taste it?
Yeah. Wow. He walks out and he brings it out. He goes, what do you mean? I was like, we can't use that.
What did he think? What was the expression on his face when he tasted it? Did he think it was good?
He put a big old spoon in it, put it in his mouth, and he goes, I think he's going to make a good soup.
Oh,
words, exact
God.
Words.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
God.
Yeah, listen, I love them, you know, I loved them. I said, listen, okay, A, let's talk about the science of what you have there in a bucket. Let's talk about this.
How about, like, after that conversation is, you know what, maybe you should go into plumbing or, you know.
Well, later on that night is actually what. Yeah. Actually, he invited me over his house that night, and that's what we talked about.
Okay,
I said, I think it's time to maybe, how good are you at hammering stuff? Because, that's not so much.
No.
I said, the only reason you still work here is I didn't tell the chef what you were going to make. You didn't tell the chef what you're going to make.
Yeah,
had he heard you were going to make oyster poop soup.
Oyster
poop soup.
I like that.
Right?
I like that. There we go.
I'm going to make that tomorrow. Yeah,
there we go. Culinary news. And this is going to fit right in with the subject matter of this episode.
Oh.
Okay. And this is the World Testicle Cooking Championship.
Okay. What?
This is a real thing. Okay, this is a real thing.
Right.
Okay. It started in 2004 in Serbia.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, so the World Testicle Cooking Championship and...
Huh.
The name of the trophy is the Ball Cup.
The what?
The Ball Cup.
The Ball Cup.
Cup. The Ball Cup.
All right.
Yes. So, and what it is...
Oh, man.
Okay, so they get there and they cook. So it's basically a bunch of
what
people getting...
What kind of testicles?
Now, I read up on this because,
wow.
It's culinary news.
Is it?
Yes. So they do bulls.
Okay.
They do goats.
Yeah, right.
They do sheep.
Yeah.
Wait, it gets better as we go.
Oh, jeez.
They do chickens. I didn't know chickens had balls.
Chickens have testicles.
Yes.
Anatomical.
Yes.
I don't know.
If you want to use like a slightly medical
term. But it is
term.
The ball cup we've already.
Yes.
All right. Chickens.
And wait, and here's the weirdest one I saw in there. Sharks.
Sharks
have testicles.
Sharks have testicles.
Yes. Sharks, apparently.
I'm aware of that.
According to this, this is according
large
to
enough
this.
To cook. As well?
Yes. And kangaroo.
I imagine kangaroos having balls.
Yeah, but...
I don't imagine kangaroos having balls. I imagine they would... I don't know. All right, listen. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going to go with you imagining kangaroo balls.
So 11 years this has been going.
This has been going on 11 years, and they hand
out... the same guy won every year.
No. They've had chefs from... all over the world.
Well, that's a big
deal.
They go
to this festival. Well, it's not a huge festival. They hold it out in this field. Apparently, you have to take this dirt road to get to this town where they have it.
Oh, that makes it worse. Why?
Well, no, it's this whole, like, big festival, but it's like, imagine...
balls everywhere.
Yes. And you're going to eat them.
whether you like it or not.
Yeah. So...
put these in your mouth.
Yeah. So they go through this whole thing.
Oh,
where they,
boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And according to the Guinness Book of World Records...
oh.
It's the world's largest and longest-running testicle championship.
That's a record.
That's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Because for it to be a record, there needs to be challengers. So there's multiple testicle...
I didn't get a chance to look up all the multiple testicle...
I'd imagine there's a lot.
...championships that are
going
on.
I did live in Colorado, and Rocky Mountain oysters is a thing.
Did you ever have them?
Of course not.
I don't know.
Listen, this isn't the dark ages. I don't need to eat every part of an animal. I can go get a burger and not feel bad that I didn't eat that cow's balls while I was there.
Well, see, no, that's
I
one
really
of,
don't.
But wait a minute. That's one of the things they talk about in this festival in Serbia, actually, with this, is the idea that you're utilizing every part of the animal.
Sure. Okay. And there's a guy who's out in the field, like, testing balls. Like, oh, these are going to be perfect ones. Cut his balls off. Mm-hmm. I want these for the festival.
No, but another thing they talked about... Wait, no. But another thing they talked about in this article is it's one of the few parts of the animal you can eat where the animal is still, you know, survives the procedure, let's say.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, well, you cut... Okay. No, they castrate animals all the time. All you're doing is taking...
Who castrates a shark?
Okay, well, maybe not that one. You got a point.
Who catches the shark and goes, get this, cut off the balls, then throw him back?
Well, I want to know who's catching.
That happens.
Yeah, I don't know that. No. I don't know that. I can't say that the shark survives that procedure, or whether the chicken does.
Yeah,
the
But are you going to make an animal that literally just eats things? Like, it's one of the most dangerous, horrific animals on the planet, really, a shark is. You're going to pull it out of the water. It's not happy. Then you're going to take its balls and then throw it back in the water. Testicles. I apologize.
Yes, please.
For our lighter audiences. And if we have someone who is part of our audience that is sensitive...
The one guy, we just lost our one listener, thanks to you.
That guy. You said I called a guy a fat bastard once, and you thought we lost
people. Oh, God. Yeah, you also said you wanted to punch Bobby Flay, so...
I'm going to punch Bobby Flay.
Okay, great. So...
Wait a minute. Again, to make the lawyers happy, I heard someone say that. In a movie. I don't know.
Okay, we'll go.
I'm trying to.
I think you should just go.
I don't want to punch Bobby Flay, but I do.
I think you should.
Set a guy.
Right
that's
there.
Not me.
Right there is perfect. Let's just go. You should just go with the insanity defense.
Yeah. I bet you Bobby Flay has put some testicles in his mouth.
Oh.
I bet he has. At a festival. At a festival that he was at. What did I say? I said Bobby Flay, being the culinary genius that he is, has probably at some point been to a testicle festival and sampled the wares.
Okay, so you're saying he was to a testicle food festival, not just a testicle festival.
I would never imply that Bobby Flay, the culinary giant, has put testicles in his mouth other than culinary reasons. Never imply that.
I just wanted to clarify that for a legal sense that's where we were going with that. That's where he, Adam, was going with that, not Jeff.
Never imply that man put balls in his mouth for fun. Never would I imply that.
And that's it for culinary news.
This episode was recorded in Thailand.
Really?
April 40th.
Did I have fun?
2012.
Cool.
This is our outro, okay. I think he had fun. I don't know.
I'm used to the outro.
I didn't see it for a couple of days.
So, well, you know, it is
came
time.
Back with, yeah.
It is time.